Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today we have a special episode live from San Francisco with Ergun from DocuSign, and we'll be talking through some of the DocuSign connectors and how you guys have been following along with the progression of the Microsoft Graph and some of the new features that we're adding in. Awesome. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah. That's right. So yeah, I'm here to talk about some of our Office products. DocuSign has many connectors across the Office 365 ecosystem. Today, we'll specifically be showing SharePoint Online, but just one of our many connectors. We're going to show you what it does, the features it has, and then actually show you the DocuSign Developer Center and how you can build your similar solutions.
That's great.
All right, so here we are in the Office Store. I'd like to show you some of the DocuSign connectors that we have available. Specifically, we'll go through SharePoint Online. But as you can see, I mean, it is one of the best apps of the year. You can see we have some of our connectors available right here. But if you want to see the full list, we can go ahead and search for DocuSign right here. And you can see DocuSign for Word, DocuSign for Outlook, DocuSign for SharePoint, and so forth. So I have SharePoint open on another tab right here. So let's go ahead and dive in and take a look at the DocuSign connector. You can see our DocuSign team site right here. Nothing special going on. You know, we have our documents and recent items and nothing too special here. But the one thing you might notice is we have the DocuSign tab or option right up here, right? So we can actually go directly into our DocuSign account from here. We can select a document and get it signed. We can sign it ourselves, and we can check on status of documents that are out there waiting to be signed or even completed and declined, all of that stuff. I'll show you really quickly how easy it is to use, because it really is pretty straightforward. I'll choose a document here. Let's just say I select this mutual NDA doc. I can go here to my DocuSign tab, and let's say that I want to sign the document first. Maybe I'll start with that one. I'll click sign. And right here, we're making an API call to the DocuSign service. We're making the login API call, which is why now we're giving a screen where we need to authenticate. We can use our Office credentials. We can use our DocuSign account credentials. I'll go ahead and authenticate against Office 365 here. And that should take just a second here. And we'll, okay, great. That's successful. So we'll go ahead and return. And what this is doing right now is it's actually making a DocuSign API call to create what's known as an envelope. An envelope can contain documents, it can contain recipients, and it contains tabs, such as where you would like to sign and so forth. In this case, I chose sign the document, right? This is me signing. So I can see that I have this signing palette on the left here, and I can drag my signature over, I can drag dates over, whatever I'd like. So I'll blow that up a little bit and make it easier to see. But it looks like this document is saying this is agreement made effective on, and it's got a date here, right? It's waiting for a date. So I can go ahead and just drag a date tab directly right over there, and you can see it's populated with today's date. This looks like it wants a name right here, so I'm going to do the same. And you can see my demo user name right here is going to go right in there. And same thing for the signature, right? I want to sign this document, so I'll go ahead and just drag the signature over. And here, I can actually select a predefined style for based on my username. Our system offers multiple styles, or I could actually draw it in myself. So I can select draw right here. You know, I'm using a mouse right here. If you're on a mobile device, you can use your finger, a little bit more accurate. But either way, I can sign it that way. I'm going to go ahead and adopt my signature. It places it right there on the document. I can reposition that if I'd like to. I can, you know, make it, you know, scale it up and down. But I think that's fine right there. You get the idea, right? It's really super easy to sign your documents using DocuSign. I have this big bright finish button here so I can confirm the signing. And once I'm done signing, if I'd like, I can actually email a copy to anyone I'd like. I can just enter their name, enter their email address, give a subject for the email that will go out, add a message body to it, and send that out. I won't do that right now for demo purposes, but you get the idea there. So right now, that envelope is completed. We just signed a document through DocuSign. It's letting us know we've successfully signed. And there you go. We're right back in SharePoint. Now, this is using something from the DocuSign API, a module called Connect. Some people know this as webhooks. It's a way for the DocuSign platform to send information back to your app, or in this case, SharePoint Online. So for instance, if we go into this DocuSign Documents folder, We can click in here, and if I arrange by modified date, and I put the newest at the top, we'll see just a few seconds ago, this document was signed. Like I said, we use our Connect module to send it right back to SharePoint. So if I go into this document, we should see the date and the name and the signature that I just added. We'll give it a second to load, and sure enough, we have all that information. Here's today's date that we signed, here's the demo username, and the signature that I just added, right? Really simple, really basic, and really powerful, right? So now if you think of all the types of documents that you might need signed, maybe it's an absence request form for a school. You know, we just did NDA or a mutual NDA, but you can have PTO requests, you can have sales contracts, a whole range of things. You know, the DocuSign platform supports things like calculated fields, conditional fields, so it doesn't just have to be static data also. You can have real dynamic documents. Okay. Well, you guys will edit that, right? So I think another thing that I would like to show you, if we go back to the DocuSign tab, is getting signatures from someone else, right? So let's say maybe this absence request form, I need somebody else to sign that. I'll go ahead and click Get Signatures in the DocuSign connector. And right here, once again, we're making an API call to the DocuSign platform. We're providing that document as the document we want signed. And now we're going to select who is signing. So I can go ahead and enter the email address of the person signing. I'll go ahead, and this is going to go to Sally. I can add her in, and you know, if I want, I can add multiple signers, right? So maybe first I want Sally to sign, and then I want her husband John to sign. Same thing, I can add him as another signer, give him a different routing order, and also maybe he doesn't need to sign, right? Maybe actually I just want him to receive a copy. Maybe I just want him to be able to see the document, not take any actions. There's different types we can add here, with, you know, signing being the most common one. But, you know, if I add him in, you can see that also this one, we have a routing order. So when they're both one, that means they both receive the signature request at the same time, and they can both sign at their convenience, you know, whenever they get to it. If I actually make John Doe, if I give him a routing order of two, that means first Sally is going to sign the document, and only once she's complete signing, then the request will be sent to John, and he'll see her signature on it, and then he can go ahead and sign off on that. In this example, though, just to keep it really brief, I'll go ahead and just send to Sally. We can customize the subject of the email that Sally is going to receive. Same with the email body or the message in there. So I'll just say, please sign this doc, Sally. And then we're going to click go to DocuSign. And once again, right now, this is communicating with the DocuSign platform, making an API call to create this new envelope in your DocuSign account. And now we're in what's called the embedded sending mode. We can see here's the one recipient, Sally, that we want to sign the document. We see our document here. We can see how many pages it is on the right side. And we have our tagging palette, as it's called, on the left side here. So, for instance, it looks like the document wants an employee name here near the top. There's a name tab right here that will automatically populate based on who you send the document to. So if I send this to Sally, that's automatically going to populate her name. She can't change that. Same thing, you know, we have some other, we can make it an interactive document. It looks like there's some checkboxes here. So I won't fill them all out, but, you know, we can do just a couple here. I can go ahead and line that up. I can select that, and then maybe I give them the option of selecting sick or vacation. By the way, you know, if you feed DocuSign a PDF and it has checkboxes in PDF form fields inside it, the DocuSign platform will actually read those and turn them into DocuSign tabs for you. It's actually a really nifty feature. It works for any PDF with form fields. In any case, you get the idea, right? We're going to drag DocuSign tabs on there where we want the recipient to interact with. Here we want them to sign, so back here at the top of the palette, I'm going to drag a signature tab over, line that up on the line, and then maybe finally I'll just add a date over here where it wants a date. We can go ahead and hit send, and as we said, we're requesting a signature from someone else, right? It's actually Sally Doe, which I just sent to a separate email address. So this is the email that we just sent to. I'm going to go ahead and sign in there. And we should have received it already. Yep, We've already received this request. You can see this extra note. It's hard to read, sorry, but I'll blow it up. Please sign this doc salary. That's what we just added. And we'll go ahead and click View Documents. And this is kind of the normal signing experience that most recipients see. This is coming through the DocuSign website. It's asking you to agree to the use of electronic records and signatures, saying, yes, I'm okay with electronically signing documents, basically. And then you can see the data that we filled, right? It automatically filled Sally's name. If I want to check any of these checkboxes, I can. I can do both because we made them optional. And then it can actually sign here, right? And just like before, we can have the system use an adopted style, or we can draw in our own signature, right? I'll just kind of put a big S there, pretty hard to copy. So it's really that simple, right? You can see today's date has automatically been populated. You can't change that, can't mess with that at all. And then as soon as we hit finish, that's it. We've electronically signed that document using DocuSign. If we want, we can log in and take a look at other account settings and other documents, but that's it. You know, we've successfully signed. Now, in this case, since from SharePoint, we said that we selected a document and we said we want to get signatures. It's sent to someone's email address, or Gmail, which we picked up and we signed the document through here. That's why once we're done signing through here, we're back at the DocuSign website. The first use case we saw when we signed the document ourselves, we got dropped right back into SharePoint, right? Because we didn't context switch and wait for an email to arrive. We did it all completely in SharePoint. And using the DocuSign APIs, you can actually do the same exact thing. One last thing I'll show in the SharePoint connector before showing you how to build your own is this check status tab. So we can go in here and we can actually see the status of numerous documents that we have in our account, really. So we actually just signed this one right now. We can see it shows as completed. I've got a draft that was sent earlier this morning. And then we can see the various statuses for the other documents. We can see here's one waiting for someone else to sign. Here's a draft that hasn't been sent yet, and so on and so forth. Once again, you know, all of this data can come back in a single API. We have many, many API calls that are really flexible for many different integrations you might want to do with DocuSign. The last thing I'd like to show you is the DocuSign Developer Center. You can come here and create a free developer sandbox and start using our APIs within seconds. No need to talk to anyone. You don't have to put a credit card down or anything like that. You can just come here and either click create sandbox up here or here. There's numerous, you know, places where you can create it. Now, our Dev Center shows developers how you can integrate DocuSign into your apps and your websites and your embedded systems. We do have both a REST and SOAP API. Clicking these go directly into our API reference documentation. We have SDKs that will really get you up to speed and get you going really fast. I'll show you those in a second. And we also have API recipes. These are examples with code snippets and actually full working code samples, but also descriptions describing the steps and the mechanics of how everything works. We also have information. When you're new, you can click here and this will walk you through some get started guides. And when you're ready to launch your app, here you can follow the steps to launching it through here. If we actually go, say, new to getting started, this will start us off on our documentation page. It tells you briefly what you can do with the DocuSign API, everything from requesting, you know, e-signatures to embedding the signing and sending workflow, tracking documents in real time, and so forth. And you know, we actually have, you know, of course, common terms, and we have some features discussion. We go further into detail there. But we also have some quick start code right here, right? Steps on how you can get started. One, you know, create your free developer sandbox. Another button for you to do it right there. Generate your integrator key. Some other companies call this an API key or an app key. We call it an integrator key, but it's basically the same concept. You can once you create your sandbox account, you can create that through your preferences. And we have kind of screenshots to show you how to do that. And then once you've created your account within seconds, you can actually go ahead and start making API calls instantly. Here we have sample code showing you how to do that in Java, you know, C#, these actually use our SDKs. I'll show you how to get them. You can see the little comment here. They're all available up on GitHub. But this shows you step by step. Step one is actually login. So you need to make the login API call. There's some discussion about that. And it just shows you the brief code on how to accomplish that. Step two, create and send an envelope, right? This is all for how you request a signature. And that's it. You know, step one, step two, you have the code right there. And that's it. If you copy that code into your IDE, Visual Studio, whatever it is, and run that, you're going to go ahead and request a signature. All you have to do is replace the credentials with your email, your password, and your integrator key. And I guess, you know, one of the last things I'd like to show you here is the SDKs. We have open source SDKs that are generated from Swagger, for those of you who know the Swagger spec. But they are all linked and available right here. We have a giant kind of SDK with multiple languages for SOAP, and we have individualized ones for our REST API. So going into C# SDK, you can see right here on GitHub, you have the SDK, you have some tests, and our README, which is pretty brief, just shows you how to get started, and it shows you the requirements, and it shows you the usage, right? How do you, you know, add what the using statements you want to add for your C# program. Once again, the same kind of code we saw, your email, credentials, all of that, and go ahead and run. One of the last things I'd like to say is that we also have available through NuGet, you can actually add the C# client that way, right? So in your Visual Studio project, you can go to Manage NuGet Packages, search online. If you just search for DocuSign right here, you'll see the DocuSign eSign package. I've already installed it in this one, so we have the green check mark. But that's you know, a really easy way to get it into your projects. And we do use the MIT open source license, so you're free to do whatever you want with the code. And that's it. I hope that's a good rundown of our developer tools.
That is really neat stuff. Thanks so much for showing all that today. And we're really excited to see you guys down at Build, where you're going to have a booth in the office area, and we'll be showing off all the great solutions that you previewed here, integrating Office Platform and Microsoft Graph into DocuSign. So we're excited to see you down there.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us. It's been a blast. And just like you said, we'll be at Build at the end of this month. Hope to see you there. Come by our booth. We'll show you how to build everything I just went through, and answer any questions, and let you network with the team. We also have our annual Momentum Conference a week after that, starting April 5th, and we'd love to see you all there. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And we'll include all the links in the show notes.